And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Morning. So you guys both came in. First, Shaylee got here and goes, oh my gosh, I just got scared to death by a pigeon. And then Brian walks in a few minutes later. Oh, a bird just scared me to death.
Oh my gosh.
It was terrifying. You don't understand. He was sitting right in front of the door so you couldn't get in. And he was just staring at you and judging.
Well, I don't know what bird you got, but my bird was just sitting there in the shadows waiting for me to walk up and then, I don't know, surprised me like, you know, a process
did
server.
Did it go up?
Yeah. What?
Did it fly up and like sit in the corner and then just make a bunch of noise and scare you right when you're running?
No,
like, running
he was perched right by the door. And oh. So when I hit my key card and rousted him and he flew up and just in my face. I said some choice words at him.
I ran up the stairs, and you know those things are very steep.
Can we call down to Eric at security and see if they have a tape of that
on
the door?
Yes. There's got to be a security camera out there.
There has to be, right?
That was not my finest
moment. Because he watches us show up.
I don't think I ever sprinted so fast.
Oh, my gosh.
Eric, if you're listening down there, would you call up here? Because
I got his number. We'll call him in a little bit. Yeah. My nature freak out moment was Sunday. We had driven out by my dad's house, and he's way out in Basser, and there was a huge, long snake in the road, I clipped it, and I was like, oh, I just hit a snake! I just ran over a snake! And for 10 minutes, freaking out, shaking my arms, kids thought it was the funniest thing.
Oh, but I bet they did, yeah.
Picture the snake going around my tire going flip, flip, flip. Every time the tire rotated.
It did.
In a cartoon, the snake would become your tire. You'd be driving on a snake.
And could people stop posting your snake videos on Facebook? Three of my Facebook friends.
What kind of friends do you have?
Not that. An actual snake all on their porches. Like, hey, check out the black snakes mating on my porch. Don't post those.
Mm. Maybe you should just not look at them.
As I'm scrolling, I can't avoid them fast
enough. Maybe this is them trying to help you with your fear and trying to get you through it.
I hate snakes.
That's a good idea. That's terrible, though.
As the temperature rises, the clothes start to come off.
You see?
Well, there
it's
you go.
Black snake, rat snake, whatever they are, it's their mating season, and it's gross.
I want to see this tape now.
We'll call down to Eric.
Stop touching me, Shaylee! She thinks there's a snake in the room.
Yikes. Royals lost to the Yankees 7-1 at Kauffman last night. They're going to play the second of that 3-game series tonight. Some pretty bad weather yesterday. At least 2 people are dead after tornadoes in Oklahoma and Wisconsin. At least 40 homes were destroyed. Dozens more houses and businesses were heavily damaged when a large tornado struck south of Elk City, Oklahoma yesterday. The second death was reported at a mobile home park in western Wisconsin. And this is the story everybody's going to be talking about today. An Austin man is suing a woman for $17.31 after she allegedly texted throughout their movie date and left him at the theater. Hmm? According to documents, Brandon Vesmer met the woman on Bumble, dating app. They went on a first date to the movie theater to see Guardians of the Galaxy. During the movie, Vesmer claims that she opened her phone between 10 and 20 times to read and send text messages. He claims that that is in direct violation of the theater's policies and adversely affected the viewing experience of him and others.
Okay.
He said, listen, your texting is driving me a little nuts. She said, I can't not text my friend. He said, maybe you should take it outside of the lobby. So she left, did not come back. Now he's suing her for $17.31. I kind of wasn't sure how I felt about this until I read her statement, which put me on her side. She said, I did have a very brief date with Brandon that I chose to end prematurely. His behavior made me extremely uncomfortable, and I felt I needed to remove myself from the situation for my own safety. He has escalated the situation far past what any mentally healthy person would I feel. Sorry that I hurt his feelings badly enough that he felt he needed to commit so much time and effort into seeking revenge. I hope one day he can move past this and find peace in his life. I think this guy's a little cray-cray.
That sounds right.
She thought, I'm just going to remove myself from this date.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's her choice.
I feel like that's a solid choice.
Yeah, but did she also have to text through the whole movie?
But do you know if she actually did?
Well, I'm sure she did, but if he's super creepy, you're going to text your friends like, hey, I'm at this theater, save me.
Jen, make an excuse. Go. Yes. You have an emergency.
Yeah, Shaylee and I have codes.
We do
but
have codes.
But she's in a movie. She's in Guardians of the Galaxy. What is she? It's not like she's stuck in a one-on-one with him somewhere.
No, but if she sends a text saying one of her friends sends
I'm
one.
Sure we'll talk about this later.
Oh, we're getting into this all morning long, people. That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We've been talking about these rumors, but now it's official. Roseanne is returning to TV. ABC announced a reboot of the hit sitcom will premiere in 2018. The 8-episode revival is going to feature the original cast, including Roseanne Barr, John Goodman, Sarah Gilbert, and Laurie Metcalf. One question that they have to still answer is how they're going to explain the return of Dan Connor. In the series finale, it was revealed that his character had died of a heart attack. Now, I thought that they then explained away that that was a dream, but I guess I'm wrong. So I don't remember.
See, I thought he was dead, too. So is this...
But the original series ran for 9 seasons from 1988 to 1997. So it'll be interesting to see how they bring it all back and which daughter is coming back. You know how they switched out the blonde girl?
Yeah, there were two Beckys.
Two Beckys.
Yeah.
So who's coming back?
So which one is it?
I don't know. They haven't said.
Okay.
So far they've said Roseanne, John, Sarah Gilbert, and Laurie Metcalf, which was the sister, Roseanne's sister.
Right.
I wonder if Johnny Galecki will come back.
There you go. Oh, he has to.
Because he's on Big Bang Theory with Sarah Gilbert once in a while.
This is ABC. Is Big Bang Theory?
No, it's CBS.
CBS, right.
He's not coming back.
Nope.
Who does... is DJ coming back? What does he look like now? He's like the only one of the cast. We probably don't know what he looks like.
And what is he doing? He's probably like a technical crime analyst or something now.
Other Becky went on to Scrubs, right?
Right. Yeah, Sarah Chalk. Yeah. Do some Googling, Shaylee. Find out what happened to him. Katy Perry is officially named as the first judge for the American Idol reboot. Season 5 American Idol winner Taylor Hicks says he's apparently not happy with reports that former contestant Chris Daughtry is in the running as a judge. During an interview yesterday, Hicks said a winner would be best suited. When asked if he would consider joining as a judge, Hicks said he would, but he was tight-lipped when asked if he had been approached to do so.
Did I not say Soul Patrol at the end of the show yesterday?
You also said bring back Archuleta. Let's bring back everybody.
You brought up Nikki McKibben. I don't know where that name came from.
Bring her back.
Season 1.
Yes. ABC.
Crystal Bowersox. That's what she brings up over here.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, bring back all the losers. Let them judge. They don't have anything
else
going on.
And she means of the show.
Of the show.
That's right.
Otherwise, we'd be judging. ABC has ordered new spinoffs of both The Bachelor and Dancing with the Stars. For the 2017-18 TV season, Network announced this yesterday. So going up against the Winter Olympics, the new Bachelor Winter Games will debut in February of 2018, following Bachelor and Bachelorette favorites as they compete in winter-themed athletic challenges while living together at a luxurious winter resort. What? You don't want to see Ben Higgins?
I predict this one.
Meanwhile, Dancing with the Stars Junior is scheduled for a spring 2018 launch. Like the flagship series, the Junior Edition will pair celebrity kids and children of celebrities with professional junior ballroom dancers for choreographed routines in various genres.
That one sounds all right.
That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Come on, do your Zooey Deschanel impression.
She doesn't move her... mouth and she talks. She talks through her teeth. And then when she sings, the touch, the feel of cotton, of her eyes. It's kind of an Aaron Neville thing. If you mix Aaron Neville and keeping your teeth clenched, you get Zooey Deschanel.
Oh my gosh. Right, are you serious?
I hate Zooey Deschanel.
What? Get out of here. Just leave the studio right now.
I can't handle the noise.
It's one of my favorites.
I'm not going to move my mouth when I talk.
All right, that's it. Jen's mic is off.
We're not friends anymore. It's okay.
No, we're not.
I'm sorry.
Were we ever?
Let's move along to this story, shall we?
This is the big story.
This is everybody's...
The big story.
This Austin guy suing a woman for $17.31 because she allegedly texted throughout their movie date and left him at the theater. They went to see Guardians of the Galaxy, which, by the way, is an amazing movie. She should have stayed just to watch it because it's really good.
Why does she have to text through it?
But apparently, and it was, from what I understand, just in the very early parts of the movie, like first 15, 20 minutes, he says she opened her phone between 10 and 20 times to read and send text messages. He asked her to stop or at least go to the lobby. Well, she did. She left. Went out to the lobby and took off. He's now suing her for $17.31.
Okay.
They had met on Bumble, a dating app. And I think Bumble is the one where women have to make the first move. Am I right, Joey?
Joey, you're on that one, right?
Yeah. I think women...
Women have to make the first move on Bumble, yes.
So she's actually the one who then initiated things with him.
Right.
And then she did release a statement saying basically this guy was kind of a creeper. She felt she had to remove herself from the situation and that's why she left. Which seems like the safe thing to do. But I decided, since they met on Bumble, to go over some dating sites and see if you guys can figure out which are real and which are fake.
Okay, all right.
Joey, you want to run in here? We'll run around the room and ask you, Shaylee, and Brian, which of these dating sites are real and which are fake? Shaylee, you've been on dating sites before. It's been
for
a while.
For 5 minutes.
For 5 minutes when your friend made a profile and you got the response, do you want to date a white boy?
Yeah. Good times.
Were you on...
Do you want to date a white boy?
Were you on uglyschmucks.com?
That's not real.
Is that real or fake?
That is not real.
In today's day and age, searching for a partner can be such a daunting task, especially if you're a lot, like a lot of us, who are not that attractive. Do you think that I made that up, or is it
I hope
real?
You made that up.
Uglyschmucks.com. Shaylee says it's fake. Joey?
It sounds kind of real.
Truda, what
do
you think?
It's the one I'd be on, so yeah, let's go for real.
It's real, people.
Yeah!
Yes! Uglyschmucks.com. They say our ugly dating is geared towards people who may feel unattractive or uncomfortable in their own skin and is designed to help them succeed in meeting others who are genuine, have a genuine personality over outer appearance.
I want to see the ladies on uglyschmucks.com, though.
There you go. Look it up.
Oh, my.
How about couponlovers.com? A dating site for those who want to find love but don't want to spend money doing it. Couponlovers.com.
I feel like that's something you would have been on.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's real, though.
Joey?
Oh, that. You know what? There's a lot of weird ones. I'm going to say that's real.
Truda.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, that's right up like some shopper's alley. Sure.
It's fake, but I wanted it to be real.
Yes.
It sounded real, though.
It really did.
I'm such a nerdy couponer. How about seacaptaindate.com?
What?
The internet's number one dating site for sea captains who wish to connect with men and women on land and on sea who share a mutual love of the ocean. SeaCaptainDate.com. Shaylee, real or fake?
That's got to be fake.
Joey?
Please, for the love of God, is that real?
I'm going to go with fake.
It's real.
No!
SeaCaptainDate.com. Joey, if you want to find some ocean love, that's the place to do it.
Find a mermaid.
At least call it landlubbers.com.
Go see the Pirates of the Caribbean.
All right, one more.
Do that.
StashPassions.com. For singles with a passion for the mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's got to be real.
StashPassions.com. Shaylee, what do you say?
That's real.
Joey.
I'm going to go that it's real.
I'm going to say no on this one.
Oh, it's real, Shaylee. Oh. Look at the glorious men you can meet on Stash Passions.
My.
Look at him. Come on.
That's some work.
Waiting for your loving.
Okay.
Look
guys,
at that.
Just gonna wait a
one
while.
One of them doesn't even have a photo, and one is a cartoon.
There's two cartoons.
That's okay.
And that is actually.
That guy doesn't even have a mustache.
Look, I think that's Jesus.
That guy doesn't even have a mustache. Is that a woman?
That is. Look, Shaylee, they're accepting of everyone. Don't judge.
Okay, whatever.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
All right, Shaylee's here with the All Access for Wednesday for the hump day.
So we haven't seen Taylor Swift for a minute, but she has been dating 26-year-old actor Joe Alwyn. He's British, Truda.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's been... supposedly, her security team has made it a military-like mission to keep them kind of out of the limelight. They've been walking around London in disguises. People haven't known. Even her neighbors don't know who they're
what, next the,
to.
What, the glasses and the fake nose?
Yeah, clearly. I'm sure that's what they're doing. Sure, that's it.
Walking around looking like Charlie Chaplin. What?
What? Was that Groucho Marx or Taylor Swift?
They look so much alike. I can't. I can't with you people.
Hey, what do you say here? Duck soup, anybody? Oh, Taylor, is that you? What's this guy's name? Are they?
There's one listener who got your duck soup right.
Besides it's you.
Me.
It's you. That's it. I'm playing to you. That's all.
Thank you.
I don't know what was just said.
What is this guy's name? Can we give them a good...
Joe Alwyn?
He's cute.
Alwyn.
I mean, he looks...
Jailer?
Here, he's just like average cute boy. I don't know. What else to say?
Looks like he's got an accent.
All whiffed. They don't have a good couple name.
Can we stop with the couple names?
No, I think it's
adorable.
Tolan.
No, you're not hashtagging a couple name. You're not putting your names together. We're done with that. Let's move on.
Oh, whatever.
Ah, shake it off, see? Shake it off.
Okay, well, we're all obsessed with This Is Us, and we love Jack and Rebecca, but some people are taking it a little too extreme for me.
So they think they're dating? Is that right?
Possibly.
If people are falling in love with Jack and Rebecca, they're like, why can't Milo and Mandy date? It's like, well, no, we're close friends, and that's our job, and that's what we do.
But that would be amazing.
Is she single?
Yeah.
She got divorced.
Yeah, from Ryan Adams.
Yeah, that would be amazing, though, and epic. And Jen, I'm glad you're sitting down. Disney and ABC, did you hear this?
I did.
Oh, my God. It's a two-hour special that's going to be about the Little Mermaid, and I am so excited.
I may or may not have worn a Little Mermaid tank top on Sunday. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God, I can't wait for this, because they did a thing out at the Hollywood Bowl last year with Sarah Bareilles as Ariel and Rebel Wilson as Ursula.
Yeah.
And they're saying some of the cast members might be part of it, but they haven't released who the cast is. But it's not coming until October 3rd.
Okay.
So we've got some time, but who do you think would get cast? Who would be good Ariel?
What's the redheaded?
Angie Dickinson.
What?
Is that who it is? Is that the
redhead? What's Sacha Baron Cohen's wife? Isla Fisher?
Oh, Isla Fisher.
She would be good.
Yeah. I'm just excited because we're going to Disney World this summer, so I'm like, this is so me right now.
I just love this song.
By the way, you have a chance where you could meet and greet Ariel at Starlight Theater with KC1021.
Exactly.
All the details are on our Facebook page. Go to the KC1021 Facebook page, give us a like, and you might have to scroll down a couple of posts, but you can find out how you can win those Little Mermaid tickets.
That's your all access.
Come on, I think we should cast our movie, by the way. Who would play us in a film?
Oh, gosh. By looks or personality?
Well, maybe we'd have to do both.
We can get into that.
I mean, I would like to think that I'm Liam Hemsworth.
No, based on the voice you've already gone into, Chris? I know where this is headed.
It's more like Liam Neeson.
I would love to be him.
He has a particular set of skills, I'll have you know.
He does. And mine just happened to include eating.
And he can't fight off a pigeon.
Even the sturgeon and the ray, dig it, the earth and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea.
Come on!
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Who would play us in a movie about the show?
We were talking about Little Mermaids coming out with a new live action. And we said, who would play Little Mermaid? I think Isla Fisher would be awesome.
She would be perfect.
And then you said, who would you be? I'm going to combine a couple, because, and I'm basing this on height, looks, and a little bit of attitude as well.
Okay.
I think a mixture of Cameron Diaz, that's clearly for height only, and blonde hair.
Well, that's funny, because I thought you were pointing at me, so I thought you were telling who's going to play me.
No, this is for me. Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, okay, I see that.
Caitlin Olsen, she's on The Mick, and she's also on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Also tall and blonde. So I feel like if you combined those two. And then I thought, who would be the exact opposite of me? And the first person that came to mind is Simone Biles. So Simone Biles would not play me in a movie,
I feel like that's a solid choice. I don't know who would play me. I really don't.
Oh, we found your doppelganger.
No, you didn't.
We did find her, yeah.
The little girl from Love Actually, whose name was Olivia Olsen, you look exactly like her.
Right.
Yes, you do.
Movie, Liam Neeson's kid, who he's wanting to go out with this girl, he learns the drums for her. That girl looks just like you.
And even now, as a grown-up, I think it looks like Shaylee with longer hair.
Why are you wrinkling your nose at that?
Because I don't think it's gorgeous. I don't think it's true.
That's fantastic.
And who did you find that you thought?
Jessica Lucas. She played a bunch of little stuff. She was in the reboot of Melrose Place, and that's kind of all she's done since then.
So what you're saying is she might actually be up to play you in a movie.
Right. She actually is going to be available.
We could actually afford her.
Right.
She'd actually probably just love to be your intern. Follow you around a little bit. That'd be
perfect.
Great. Joey, who would play Joey in the movie about
Bearded
us?
Joey.
Right?
I have heard from multiple sources I look like a white version of Reggie Watts.
Reggie Watts.
He's the band leader on The Late Late Show with James Corden.
Uh-huh.
He was also in Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh, my God, yes.
Well,
yes.
And suddenly that's how she knows him.
It's true.
You spoke, You spoke the magic words
perfect.
Of Pitch Perfect 2.
Is that him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. Absolutely.
That's not a bad
that's
idea.
Fantastic.
And by the way, we should take and either post these on Facebook later with a split screen.
Comparison.
Shaylee can figure this out how to do this.
Yeah, we can do that.
So I was approached by a guy one time and he goes, "I'm really sorry if this is offensive, but I think you look just like Jimmy Kimmel." And I was like, "Dude, no offense taken. That's awesome. I think Jimmy Kimmel's the man."
I don't see that.
When you're
really
like right now, you have no facial hair at all,
right?
And so it's not there at all. But I think when you do grow out facial hair, it gets
a little bit
more Kimmelish.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe I should grow that back and I'd be a little Kimmel.
Because you're more baby face now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Not babyface
right.
Edmonds.
So you would see babyface
that's going to play him in the movie.
What about like a Ricky Gervais then?
I can see that.
I'm trying to think of
personality
somebody
personality-wise, yes.
More portly, perhaps.
Trudeau.
Not traditional Hollywood leading man looks. I mean, look, I'd like to be Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but, you know, just saying.
Huh. I mean, you're both male. So
basing
that
on what similarities?
There's that.
Huh. I'm putting this cat. You need to put this cast together in a picture.
All right.
Yes.
The bizarre combination of Reggie Watts, Cameron Diaz, the little girl from Love Actually, and Jimmy Kimmel.
We'll put this on Facebook. We'll see your comments on there. Of course, you can always text the show, 816-576-7102. The same number you call is now the number you text. I think about this a little.
I think Joey has the best one.
He does. Yes. Yeah, it's really good.
Google Reggie Watts. That's what our Joey the producer looks like.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Can he treat you better than the guy that's suing his date for $17?
She was texting in the movie and then left. He's mad that she left him. I say she was probably smart to do so.
I think that worked out. You dodged the bullet there. All right, we're looking for bad first date stories, and we're going to predict whether they turned into a date number two. So call now, 816-576-7102. We're going to start with Mallory, who is in KCK. Good morning, Mallory.
Good morning.
All right, Mallory, describe a first date to us. Give us lots of details.
Okay. So the guy came to pick me up, and he came to my door, and he gave me flowers, which was really nice.
Very nice.
And then he walked me to his car, and he opened the passenger door, and there was something sitting in the seat. It looked like a book of some sort, and I just kind of looked at him. He smiled and walked around to the other side of the car. So I picked up the book, and I sat down, and he got in the car and sat down and buckled up and didn't drive away. And I'm like, what is this? And he goes, go ahead and take a look. And so I open the book, and it's modeling photos of himself.
Of himself.
And so I start, like, kind of glancing through because I think it's weird, and we haven't even left my driveway yet. And so there was a picture without a shirt on, and he's like, yeah, look harder.
Oh, my God, no.
I look at him, and I go, excuse me? He goes, you know you like it. And I just kind of laughed because I thought he was joking. And he's like, no, seriously, look more.
Oh.
And so I kind of laughed and put the book down. I'm like, okay, where are we going? Stupid me, right? Mm-hmm. I still got out of the car then. And so he took me to a restaurant on the plaza.
Very nice.
And yeah, very nice. We go in, and it's like a Tuesday or Wednesday night, so it's not really hopping that much. And there was a table of probably five women sitting across from us. And he started laughing and like rubbing his face and apologizing to me. And I'm like, why are you apologizing? And he said, they keep staring at me and I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, no way.
Oh, man.
Come on.
This was like, yeah. And he goes, come on, let's go. So they'll stop staring at me and making me feel uncomfortable. And I'm like, okay. So he took me home and yeah.
Where did you find this guy? I've got to ask and jump in here for a few questions. Where did you find him?
Okay. So I was at dinner with my mom, and he was our server at Applebee's.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And he asked me out while we were out to dinner. And he was a friend of a friend of a friend. And so I said yes.
Now, these modeling photos, were they actual modeling photos, or were these like pictures that his friends took and he put to look like a modeling portfolio?
You know, they look like a modeling portfolio. I mean, it looks legit. But
okay.
I don't think I... It was first date material.
Was he clothed?
Not in all of them.
That's right. Okay, right.
Was he really that good looking to actually have a modeling portfolio?
No.
Okay. No. Yeah.
Let's make the call, I guess.
But he was not gorgeous by any means. No.
I think this was the last time Mallory ever saw this guy.
I agree.
No second date.
Well, Mallory, I don't remember going on this date with you, but I'm going to say no. There was no second date on this one.
Shaylee, you confirm no?
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Mallory?
There was no second date.
Yeah.
And there we go.
And you know what? Your date was so bad, I think we should just give you the tickets just to make up for it.
I think so.
Yes.
That sounds pretty flipping awful. That was pretty bad.
It was terrible. It was.
Did he ever try to contact you again?
Oh, for weeks.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yes, he thought it went really well.
Yeah, he called and texted and everything. And the sad part about it is he actually works with my husband now.
That's awesome. And yeah, your husband has to know this whole story.
Oh, yeah. He teased him throughout training because my husband actually had to train him. And a couple things, I'm like, you need to ask him if he brought his modeling photo.
What a great small world we live in.
That is his resume headshot.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Khloe Kardashian is opening up about smoking weed on the latest episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. According to TMZ, sources close to production confirmed that there was a joint in her hand as she hugged Scott Disick on Sunday night's episode. The reality show's producers told TMZ they don't mind Kardashian shooting scenes with it because it was natural and part of the family's vacation. Cannabis is also decriminalized for personal use in Costa Rica, which is where their vacation was, so her extracurricular activities were totally legal.
Oh, well, there you go.
Katy Perry, officially named as the first judge for the American Idol reboot. There's some trouble, though. Season 5 American Idol winner Taylor Hicks is not happy with reports that former contestant Chris Daughtry is in the running as a judge. During an interview yesterday, Hicks said a winner would be best suited.
Ooh.
When asked if he would consider joining as a judge, Hicks said he would, but he wasn't talking when they asked him if he had been approached to do so. I cannot imagine Taylor Hicks as a judge.
On Soul Patrol.
Well, what has he done?
Since then?
Yeah. That's my point.
I hear crickets.
Well, but...
Yeah. I would watch Daughtry. ABC has ordered new spinoffs of both The Bachelor and Dancing with the Stars for the 2017-18 TV season. Network announced that yesterday. Is this the Roseanne theme?
It is, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if it was Taylor Hicks getting ready to kick.
Soul Patrol!
Going up against the Winter Olympics, the new Bachelor Winter Games will debut in February of 2018. It's going to follow Bachelor and Bachelorette favorites as they compete in winter-themed athletic challenges while living together at a luxurious winter resort. Meanwhile, Dancing with the Stars Junior is scheduled for a spring 2018 launch. Much like the flagship series, the Junior Edition will pair celebrity kids and children of celebrities with professional junior ballroom dancers for choreographed routines in various genres. And yes, Roseanne is officially coming back. And I did find out that Becky, because you know we were talking earlier, Becky is coming back. It is the original.
Oh,
Lise Goranson, yeah. Sarah Chalk not coming back.
No kidding.
But the real Becky is. And yes, DJ's coming back as well. All the kids will be there, the original cast.
He's like, God, this couldn't come too soon. This is great.
Thank you. Haven't done a show
and
since.
And by the way, are we officially out of ideas now? I mean, is this now proven that we are out of ideas?
We have officially jumped some sort of sitcom shark.
Bring everything back now.
Because the ones that they do get that are new, like Last Man Standing came along, it was doing great, and they canceled it.
Well, right.
So... we have to go back to the old, I guess.
Yeah.
They don't like the new.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Earlier, we were kind of making fun of some of the memes. You know, you've seen those with House Hunters and all those house shows. These people, it'll say like, oh, she picks dandelions for a living. He walks dogs. Their budget is $3.7
million. Right.
What?
Right.
But I just found this story. The woman who does the voiceovers for House Hunters, like you hear her in the background.
Oh, yeah, sure.
She actually, back in 2009, was auditioning for different roles as an actress, and her agent called and said, hey, here's a voiceover gig. You should send in a tape. She made the tape in 5 minutes, sent it off, got the gig.
No way.
She's still recording 10 to 20 episodes of House Hunters and its spinoffs every week from either her home studio or the production company's Hollywood offices.
Yeah, they just turn that stuff out now. They have crews all over America following people.
What a sweet gig.
What is the deal where they used to have an on-camera host for that, didn't they?
House Hunters
used to have... what was her name?
Probably a different variety, a different variation of House Hunters, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I watch all of those. Property Brothers, Fixer Upper, every
so
house show.
I'm totally with the memes, though. I mean, I get it. You know, it's like...
This guy rides bikes for a living as his hobby, and that's his full-time job as well. He's looking for a 7-bedroom, 6-bath home with no work to be done and a budget of $2
million. No, or it's completely unrealistic, where she wants a 6-bedroom, 3-fireplace home. Her budget is $125,000.
I did watch one in Overland Park the other day that I hadn't seen before.
Oh, no kidding,
it was a couple looking for a house. I think they moved here from San Diego, maybe, looking for a house in the OP. They had a much higher budget than I did.
And they're always so far apart.
Yes.
He wants loft living with an urban setting. She'd prefer to be in the country with goats and pigs. Like, what
would they choose?
I said, well, maybe they shouldn't have gotten married in the first place. Maybe
Let's
you start
there.
You know, can we work House Hunters backwards? Can we, like... I want to see where this all begins, by the
Let's
way.
Let's break the couple down and find out how they got to this point. That show my husband might watch with me.
I want to take it all the way through from, like, the meeting, the marriage, now we find the house.
Yes.
You know, can we just go all the way through that?
And how could she possibly want a Victorian when he wants beige suburban? Doesn't make any sense. And how do you have a $3.7 million budget?
Right.
What are you doing?
Bathe cats.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. To our buddy Elliot, there's a friend of ours who listens to the show all the time. Elliot, he's been listening to our shows for a long time. He's always been involved. He's come out to my remotes and stuff before, and I've known him for quite some time. Elliot's apartment caught fire last night in North Kansas City.
Oh.
Or up in the Northland.
Okay.
And so he listened this morning. He said, driving back to the apartment to pick up what's left, and when my favorite morning show plays Set Fire to the Rain by Adele.
No.
He's like, you can't make this stuff up, but thanks, Truda. Well, Elliot, we wish you the best, man, and seriously, if there's anything that you need or the people in your complex, first off, I'm glad that you all are okay.
Yeah.
Because according to him and the news reports, everybody got out okay. Pets, kids, families, they're all fine. Red Cross stepped in to help him, he said. He got a hotel room for the night, but man, that's awful. You think about that and you say, wow, gosh.
You've
got to go in and try to find what's left.
Yeah, a huge apartment fire off 87th and Quivira, right over there by that Hy-V on 87th in Lenexa a couple of weeks ago that was all over the news, and I drove by it the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just destroyed,
right.
Demolished. Ugh.
And we talked to the people that were involved. I mean, they weren't even living in the apartment, but the big one that caught fire out at
in
Quivira,
Overland.
Yeah.
In Overland Park.
Right.
Yep.
Destroyed some houses, and it's awful. So
I'm glad Elliot's okay.
Yeah. There we go. All right. Thanks, Elliot.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.